Let us turn things over into the Weather Center. Anthony Jay is with us this morning. Happy day after Christmas, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. Yes, happy Christmas. Happy day after Christmas.
Yeah, did I say Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Yesterday for you.
It was a good Christmas for me. Like I said, I got some more cookware, which I love to get. And I used it beforehand and I used it afterhand. So it was nice. Got to speak to all my kids. I'm going to see my kids are long distance away, but my daughter is going to be in Danbury today. So I'm going down to Danbury to meet her. And you know where we're meeting?
Tell me.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about the history of pizza in Connecticut?
Oh, you know, I do a little bit. Yes.
I'm going to Frank Pepe's. That is universally acclaimed as the best, coal-fired pizza, not only in Connecticut, but one of the tops in the nation.
Very nice. Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, they can.
And I've heard of
Pepe's really brought pizza to Connecticut and New Haven area. But this one's, they opened up a shop in Danbury, and I checked, and it's just as good as the one in New Haven. I've never been, so that's where I'm going to meet her today.
That's excellent, yeah. And I'm a big pizza connoisseur, and I'd like some of my favorite places down here. I've also been to the Mystic Pizza. Is that still up there in Eastern Connecticut?
Yes, it is. I think. Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah, I remember that.
So I'm looking forward to that, and. Really, we had, for people traveling into the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays, we've had great weather, and we've got a little bump in the road, I guess, Sunday night into Monday. But other than that, you can't complain about the weather we had for Christmas.
No. In fact, we had last weekend, over the weekend itself, was gorgeous, and we've had a stretch of, I love this kind of weather where it's, blue sky and light winds and just, perfect out there, and we're fortunate because, it was a real stormy month for a while. Every day was raining and foggy and snow. And, right around the 21st or so, things changed. And it's going to be nice, actually, looking ahead. We have sunshine today and maybe just a little light rain tomorrow. Now, maybe a slight possibility of a little freezing rain overnight. I would, keep an eye on that. It really shouldn't amount to much at all, but any amount of, freezing rain could cause problems early tomorrow morning, although I think it's going to be very minor. And the forecast stays mild into the weekend. So you saw those temps of upper 40s, 50. We should be, more like 32, 34 this time of year. So we'll take it for as long as we can.
Yeah, but on the backside of that, there's going to be bad weather. You pay for the good. Like Florida's been got pounded with rain last week.
Yes.
California had their bout. The upper Midwest. Sooner or later, all the bad weather will focus here. It'll happen.
Yeah, I think it was in Florida. I don't know if it was Fort Lauderdale or that where they had, I think, something like 3 inches of rain in an hour or something really intense.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was 6 inches of rain, I think it was.
It was amazing. If you, at Gulfstream Park, all the horses and all the stables, they were standing in 4 to 5 inches of water. Yeah. And it was that way in general. So we've been lucky, and heck, we deserve it, though. We deserve it.
Yeah, we definitely do. And actually, on this date, Marshall, in 2010, we had a blizzard up here. I don't know if you remember that one. That gave about 20 inches of snow on average to eastern New York and New England and New Jersey. And it caused all kinds of havoc and, messed up the subways in New York City. And there are people stranded from getting from off of the from JFK. They tried to get the subway and they were stuck on the subway for hours. That was in 2010.
I remember it. I remember every time it snows to me and you get too much snow. I remember it all very vividly. I don't like those memories, though. I don't. So what was your favorite gift you got for Christmas?
Well, oh, yes. I love Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, just tons and tons of food. Terrific, terrific food everywhere. Wine and I got you know, some gift cards for, you know, to go shopping for clothes, because I need some new nice clothes, and that's really what I needed this year. And I'm gonna go down to Florida next month, so I got some plane tickets for around the Martin Luther King holiday.
All right,
down to Miami for that holiday. That's great too.
All right, well, not too bad. All right. Well, then recap that forecast for us.
Yeah, you got it. So partly sunny today, low 40s, and partly cloudy tonight. There could be a little light rain or freezing rain later, temps in the 30s, and any light rain or freezing rain drizzle will end Friday morning near 50. And for the weekend, upper 40s with sunshine on Saturday, and some rain looks like moves in. And just rain, I don't think any snow or ice Sunday, and highs near 50 again.
All right, and any outlook for what January, when New Year's Eve might look like?
Yeah, great question. And we will see a trend towards colder temps. I think New Year's Eve, which is Tuesday, it's going to be colder, but we're not talking bitter cold. You see the little cold air will move in. I think, you know, when the ball drops, you know, around that time, midnight, I'd say we're talking temps around 20 or so here in the around where we are. And down in Times Square, about 30, let's say 32 maybe, for when midnight as 2020 ushers in. Can't even rule out a snow flurry, but no, you know, weather problems. And not bitter cold, just, you know, normal stuff.
Normal weather cold. All right, well, that's it. Well, hey, we'll speak to you next time. Pat's off.
Yes, sir.
All right, Anthony, take care.
Thanks so much, Marshall. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Anthony J. in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.